Hi, it's your mother. Remember me? You never phone me. But you should phone your grandmother. She's driving me nuts. Something about the brother or the wife or your second cousin's cousin. Who knows? Anyway, Friday night dinner with the whole family. Ugh. Same number. Call me.
Hello? Hello, you there? Oh, yeah, machine. I'm talking now. Mamele, sweetie pie, it's grandma. I want you should come over on Friday night with everybody. I'm making your favorite roast chicken. A beautiful meal. There's a man coming. Someone I want you should meet. A doctor. So wear something nice, not a schmate. Who knows? We could be talking caterers. Nah, I'm stopping.
Hey, guess who? It's your cousin Irene. Hi, how you doing? Are you going to Grandma's Friday night? She's making some big shindig.
That Drake Maury will be there. Jeez, I can't stand it.
Can you make it possible by picking me up?
Thanks, doll. I owe ya.
Morning Pilates, afternoon shop, dinner with the grandkids. Tiredness and fatigue can sometimes get in the way of doing the things we love. So I use Ferroglobin, a gentle iron supplement with zinc and B vitamins. Ferrero Rocher chocolates, a golden treasure that combines smooth chocolate cream, whole hazelnuts and crisp, delicate wafers. With Bupa, you'll get fast access to treatment, and for some conditions, you might not need to see your GP first. With direct access to expert advice, you'll soon be back doing the things you love with those you love. It's hard to believe that something as rich, creamy, and delicious as this Activia pot contains 4 billion Bifidus Actiregularis cultures. And it gets even better. I've seen wonders all around the world, but what I see here never ceases to amaze me. Change. I see it in their eyes. It happens when people connect with nature, with culture, with each other. Restless by William Boyd. Have you got any beer? I asked. I suddenly wanted beer, some hair of the dog, desperately, I realized. You'll have to go to the shop, she said, and glanced at her watch, which will be shut. She looked shrewdly at me. You do look a bit the worse for wear, I must say. Did you get drunk? The party went on a bit longer than expected. I think I've got an old bottle of whiskey somewhere. Yes, I said, brightening. Maybe a little whiskey and water. Lots of water, I added, as if it made my need less urgent, less blameworthy. So my mother brought me a large tumbler of pale golden whiskey and water, and as I sipped it, I began, almost immediately, to feel better. My headache was still there, but I felt less jangled and tetchy. And as I drank, I thought how perplexing life could be. That it could arrange things so that I should be sitting here in this Oxfordshire cottage garden on a hot summer evening with my son pestering a hedgehog and my mother bringing me whiskey. This woman, my mother, whom I had clearly never really known. Born in Russia, a British spy who had killed a man in New Mexico in 1941, become a fugitive, and who a generation later had finally told me her story.